You ready? All right. Welcome to the third episode of our second season of Charlie and Me. We got a pretty big episode lined up here. I'm pretty excited about it.
I'm excited for our fans for this one.
Our fans, we had a pretty exciting week. First of all, if you are not our friends and family, we're not sure why you're listening, but thank you. If you are our friends and family, we got a lot of fun lined up here.
You're probably gonna laugh.
You're probably gonna cry, Mom.
Shake your head.
You're gonna be upset. Everyone's gonna be upset. But you know, things happen. So, Charlie, we'll start with you. What'd you do this week? And
made my brackets. You know.
Yeah.
Those things up. I'm sitting in almost last place in all mine. So I'm doing just good enough. But yeah, did that, and then pretty normal work week. And then the weekend hit, and then, yeah, and that means you and John got back in from your vacation.
Yep.
So I hung out with you guys a little bit on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, we had a good time with that Iowa basketball game, Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that was a great game. I mean, very disappointing loss.
Tale of emotions.
It was a very disappointing loss, but, man, it was fun. It was a lot of fun to come back from 25 and then get shut down. So I'm sure there was probably a couple people that died during that.
Oh, man.
Just of heart issues.
It was a good environment, too, we were watching it. We were just in a small bar, and it was easy to care, openly care.
Oh, yeah. The bartender was all about it.
It was a good environment, and then we just rode the day from there, you know?
Yeah, the day kind of kept going, and it was fun, yeah.
I'll let you pick up from there.
Yeah, Sunday we went and watched the Duke UCF game. It was a good time. Watched Duke almost lose, although that would have really, really upset me.
I made $10 on that game.
You made $10 on that game. And then I paid my bets.
So yeah, Grant was able to gamble.
I was able to gamble because I paid my bets. A very nice man named Lurch in a tattoo parlor with a guy sitting next to me getting a face tattoo. You know, just put the words on my butt, and now I've paid my bets, and we're good to go. I have no ambition to get a tattoo ever again, though.
So yeah, Greg, for those of you who don't know, Greg lost our NCAA bracket last year. The penalty was loser had to take the ACT. Grant decided not to take the ACT for about 10 months. I was like, oh, I'll give you another out. I'll let you get a tattoo. Because, you know, we wanted to ask about the tattoo question on the podcast. And he decided to go that route instead of taking the ACT. And he was going to get our you know, charlieme.org tattoos. Decided to just go Charlie Me, though. I'm going to say that's kind of a... I wouldn't have done that if I were you.
It was a weird move, but it was less letters. It was less letters, and I was just like, screw it. So, got it. And I'm pretty sure the guy spelled your name wrong.
I'm going with the lowercase L, capital I.
Yeah, yeah, it was weird. But yeah, sorry, Mom. I mean, I had to pay my bets. I had to own up to what I'd done. Although you should be reassured in the fact that I will never be getting a tattoo again. I don't know. People say that they get...
I've heard they're addicting.
People say they're addicting. I really wasn't addicted to that.
That's good. Maybe you just have an addictive personality.
Yeah, probably not. But nothing about that. I mean, it was like an okay experience. But I don't know. No, that wasn't addicting to me at all. But
my favorite part of the whole thing was probably watching you in that like 15 minutes while he was getting everything ready and whatnot, watching you just like try to just sit there. You were,
it was a little nerve wracking.
It made me laugh just seeing how nervous you were, which
I think the funniest,
it's a sign of being a bad friend, but I don't know.
I think the funniest part afterwards was just like, it took me until the next day to realize that I will forever have that on my body. Like, it's on my ass. No one's going to see it, so it's not a big deal, but I know it's there. It's kind of goofy. So I should probably apologize to my future wife, too.
Yeah, that's going to be... I kind of want to hear how you explain it.
I think it'll be easy. It'll be easy. I lost a bet.
I just want to see her reaction.
Good luck.
Well, yeah, I won't be the
mole. You're not gonna be there for that.
Like you mentioned, like you texted me though. I now, this is the first time I hope you got really famous. I hope you get really famous because then I can be like looking up at the TV at some bar and be like, "Hey, see that guy? He's got his he's got my name tattooed on his ass." So they're like, "Oh no, he doesn't." Yeah. And I'll be like, pull a picture, like, boom. Look, check this out.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, I have no pictures with my face in it.
Yeah, but then I'll get free drinks for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. But yep, that happened. That was, you know, the funniest thing is when you try to explain to people is literally I walk into this tattoo parlor and it's a Sunday evening and there's this guy named Lurch giving me a tattoo on my butt. And the guy sitting next to me is getting a face tattoo, like a hardcore face tattoo, like going down like from his temple down to his cheek, like full on face tattoo.
Yeah. I mean, he was there for a good hour. And we didn't see him leave.
We weren't there for an hour. Are you kidding me? We were in and out.
Well, we were there about like 45 minutes.
It was quick. Very quick.
But they say he was going on before we got there. He was going. And he was moving after we left. So.
Yeah, maybe that kind of tattoo is addicting, but I'm out. I'm done. I'm good. I paid my bets, and I'll never work that into a bet structure ever again.
You'll just take the ACT next time?
I'll just pay off in cash from here on
out. All my coworkers were baffled that you just wouldn't take the ACT.
Okay, it's a lot harder than it looks because they only offered at certain times, guys. Come on.
You had 11 and a half months.
So, good news though is our NCAA tournament now, the loser actually gets a prize.
That's a good prize. I'm going to say Grant came up with this prize. I think there's a little reason for the change in mood.
We changed a little bit of the mood for the loser. I felt bad.
I didn't.
I'm not going to make anybody else do anything as extreme as what I had to go through. So instead, what we're going to do is the loser gets to come to a Cubs game with Charlie. Now you get a free weekend in Chicago, although you got to get yourself here.
You got to pay for yourself to get here, pay for yourself to get back, and probably some of your food.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy you everything, but we'll buy you some beers and we'll get you a Cubs game. And so hopefully it's in the summer, because winter Cubs games are pretty cold.
They're not the best.
So that's whoever's in last place. I don't even know who is in last place right now. Charlie, do you know?
I think it's Adam. Adam Lewis.
Adam Lewis? Adam Lewis, you're...
Adam sucks or something. It's something Adam in the name.
All right. Yeah, it's someone named Adam. Feel free to claim your prize if you get last, although there's still an opportunity for a couple other ones to get down there.
So Alex Fury lost her finals team, so...
Oh, she might be tanking. Also, that being said, we're going to invite the winner as well.
Yeah, we'll throw that one in there.
The winner's coming. So if you do end up winning, you still have hope to hang out with us. Although it would be really nice to have it all on the same weekend. We can work around that.
We can probably
figure it out.
Your accommodations when you get here might reflect that.
Yeah, you're going to have bad accommodations. The loser's going to have the best accommodations, I'll tell you that much for sure.
Don't lose. Or lose.
Or lose. Maybe you should lose.
All right.
Not that you can really change it now. Oh, we had a really good, I'm going to say it right now. We got a DM. We got DMs.
We got DMs?
We got blow up in the DMs a little bit.
You got to let me know these DMs.
Some of the followers are wondering if there'll be another Drake Relays party.
That depends. When's the Drake Relays? I don't know.
Really?
Another April.
It's in April. Probably 27th, something like that. April 20th is a Saturday, so I think it's the 27th.
It's tough because neither of us live there anymore.
That's TBD, but it's definitely an option, although we were really planning on having a Flag Day party.
So probably only have one of those.
So
maybe DM us back. Which would you rather have?
What would you guys rather have, a Flag Day party in Chicago or a Drake Relays party in Des Moines?
Burden's now back on you.
We look forward to your responses. Must be 18 to win. One more thing. That 21 to win. This update's going to last forever, but one more thing. We got a logo.
I was going to say, we got a logo.
We got a logo. Made by... Shout out to Paper Time. Oh, boy. Guys, I got to look this up. I can't say it wrong.
It's a...
We're getting some plugs here.
Do you mean to pause this?
Yeah, we're still going here. I got to pull it up on my phone. Let's see what we got. His name is Stephen Shumway, and his YouTube channel, which we're plugging right now, is going to take a second for me to find. It is Paper Times Pencil. Paper Times Pencil on YouTube. Everyone should go follow him, subscribe, watch his YouTube stuff happen. He's pretty good. I literally went down and asked him to draw us a logo. Threw a little stuff out there, you know, give him some cash on the table, and 24 hours later, it was ready and it was up.
So yeah, it's a solid logo. I was really impressed when I saw it.
It was a lot better than it was better than anyone else had submitted thus far. That's for sure. But that's setting the bar kind of low.
But yeah,
thanks guys.
Great creativity. So we really appreciate it. Makes us look so much more official than we are.
Yep, Paper Times Pencil. Find it, subscribe to it, comment on it, say nice things because he's not that old.
We also got a microphone. Sorry, this update is really.
We cool. also got a microphone, so it sounds a little better. We've invested heavily in ass tattoos and podcasts recently, so. Exciting stuff.
Okay, should we get back to the...
Let's get to it. How about a podium, Charlie? What are we doing today?
We're going to get a little soft, a little bit. Podium of dog breeds. Or Grant likes
types, dog type, types so. Of dogs. I don't know breeds.
Okay, well, heads or tails?
Heads.
It's heads.
Okay. I mean, I'm just starting out with types of dogs. Not small dogs, or like that counts, right?
Wow, you're really limiting your pool here.
Yeah, well, I like to start out broad, I'll narrow it down as we keep going.
Fair enough. So you're saying, okay, what constitutes a small dog then?
I think knee and under. Well, but knee there are some that are smaller than my knee that are nice, but like.
Or like a wiener dog, those are short dogs, but they're not small.
Yeah, but dachshunds have back problems, man, everybody knows that.
Okay, fair enough. Interesting. I like small dogs, so I don't agree. My first one, the husky. The look of the husky.
But that's not a small dog.
No. I like them, but I'm not picking it here.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, huskies. All about it.
It's just, if you, a well-groomed, trained husky, it's pretty cool. Enough said.
Yeah, huskies are pretty sweet. I don't know that I've been around them enough to have a great opinion, although they seem like they're very kind dogs.
I have no idea about their personality. I've never really touched one. I don't think I've ever petted one or anything. Just the look. I'm going off. That thick is strictly off stoic look.
Stoic. All right. Labs. I'm a big lab guy.
You really just take your broad strokes are killing me here.
All right,
lab,
I like
yellow lab, white lab,
chocolate labs, chocolate labs with light eyes.
Ooh. There we go. Okay, that's a good looking dog.
That's a dog that I could have sitting next to me in my car and just look over and just be happy every time I looked over. I think most dogs would make me feel that way, but
the labs. Like when you think of dog, what's the first dog you think of?
A lab.
It's kind of me too.
Yeah, it's a real white guy thing to say, but that's all right.
Yeah,
labs.
Along the same lines for my second one, this has the sentimental card. It's the dog I've always had, the golden retriever. Not quite a lab.
It was on my list.
Yeah, it's just the classic, another one of those classic dogs.
Just loyal.
Yeah, like I said, got both my dogs growing up were golden, so but it makes it easy for me to pick that one, and solid. I think it's a solid pick.
Yeah. My last one is straight out of biased, but the dog is my parents have.
I just don't agree with how you went about this, but whatever.
Well, that's why I said types of dogs and not dog breeds, because I didn't, so I don't like to limit myself.
I guess.
I'm not going to, come out here and say that these specific dogs are the only dogs in the world, because everyone should adopt a dog. There you go.
There you go.
Adoption.
My last one, going for laughability factor, the corgi.
Dude, my first dog was part corgi.
Dude, just that the butt it just
wiggles, and then he's got like a little curly tail. Yeah, my dog had the curly tail and everything. It was great. And yeah. Pointy ears.
Plus, you'd be naturally chick magnet walking around with one of those.
Oh, duh. Obviously.
So that's a multifaceted.
Okay. Right, okay, question though.
Answer. Yeah.
Would you get a purebred?
Yeah.
You're the worst.
You could adopt a purebred.
I know, but. But just look at the purebred, and then like, what about would you have someone breed a dog for you? How about that?
See, that I would probably I feel like I'd much more rather just go like whatever's there.
Yeah, I mean I agree. I feel like if it comes up to me getting a dog, it's gonna be just as impulsive as like a Sunday night when I went and met my friend Lurch.
See, I don't think I would. I'm so far away from getting a dog, I don't know how much of a difference that makes as far as like the dog's like well-being.
Sure.
But that's the only, yeah, I don't think I would need to hunt down like a breeder. I don't know.
Alright, fair enough.
Adoption. Maybe a stork will just drop one off and that's how.
Isn't that not how that works?
I think it's just like kids. Just one brings a dog, one brings a kid. I'll get the dog stork.
Yeah. Yeah. That reminded me of a funny story, but let's go into the interview. All right, now we welcome on a recurring guest and one of the best guests that we have on, our old roommate, Dylan Bauman. Dylan, thanks for coming on.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, guys. Looking forward to the conversation. How was the vacation, Grant?
Oh, it was great. It was fantastic. Very relaxed. Now I get to go back to work, and it's been really fun going back to work for 2 days. What can I say?
Vacation is great and all, but that 2 days before going on vacation from work, I always feel like more stressed, like going on vacation, and then I come back on Monday and it sucks.
Yeah, I feel like you need a vacation after the vacation, usually.
Yeah.
You need the buffercation.
A buffercation. I like that. Yeah, I never heard that before. Buffercation. That'd be awesome. The last 2 days before vacation, I didn't feel as much stressed as I was like, like I can't really do anything right now. I'll be gone next week.
Just get me on vacation.
Yeah, just forget about it. But it was good. It was a good time. Do you ever go on vacation, or do you just like always show up at your desk at 7:30 in the morning and then leave at 6?
I mean, when you love your job, like every day is kind of a vacation. That's what I keep telling myself, at least.
Yeah. For now, it's good. That's great. I like to hear it. Although, you should probably take a break sometime and come to Chicago and visit us.
Yeah, that does sound fun. We got some baseball starting up here this week. So
you know it. You know it.
Let's just jump right into baseball. You brought it up.
Let's do it.
Dylan, what are you most excited about the Twin season this year?
I'd say just summer baseball. Just there's nothing better than sitting outside on a summer day and enjoying some sun, enjoying the just relaxed baseball game. Nothing better.
I can definitely agree to that.
Pair that up a nice cold beer and you're in heaven.
Sun, beer, baseball. Oh, you
sounds think even better now coming out of winter. It's been like freezing cold.
And you guys got a crap ton of snow up there.
Yeah, two months of just getting pounded by snow. A nice summer day sounds pretty great.
Yeah, I'd imagine. We don't have any snow down here, so you should come visit.
It's supposed to snow on Saturday, though. Just throw it out.
Oh, never mind. Don't come.
Sorry to burst that bubble.
I guess I won't look forward to that anymore.
Nope. So are the Twins going to be any good this year or what?
I mean, the stuff I'm reading, it seems like there's a little optimism, but I feel like most of the optimism is just like our division kind of is terrible this year, so like, hey, we can beat a lot of bad teams and have a decent record.
That's kind of half the reason of playing, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, from what I read, the Twins have a chance. So, I like it. Give it a shot.
Yeah, it'd be fun to have some games that matter in, like, September.
Yeah. But from what I remember, it was always the best in September. Nothing to do with the baseball, but just the fact that I could go to a baseball game and sit, like, third row for $20.
Yeah, that's a good part about them not being very good the last year. It was, like, pretty easy to get tickets if you want to go.
Oh, yeah. You could always find some cheap ones. Always. Love it. Love it. So, I mean, you're a big basketball fan.
Yep.
You played high school basketball. You were recruited by Duke, weren't you?
Yeah. I decided to take my talents elsewhere, though, and
run cross country.
Yeah, run cross
country. Pursued a D3 cross country license.
We very much appreciated that. Without that, I know Coach K was riding you hard, but Pete really
came. Sure, a lot of people have made similar decisions with their lives of
yeah.
Duke versus St. Thomas.
What was it? Probably, you know, once you donate so much to Duke, you want to make sure you keep your life out of that. I completely understand.
Right.
So how have you? This last weekend was huge, and everyone knows it's huge for basketball. How do you manage it around the office? Do you, like, have one screen constantly playing games? Do you, like, check in every 30 minutes? How do you manage it in that
Thursday? I'm more of a check in every 30 minutes. I don't really stream it on my screens.
That's fair.
I could do that. I have three screens. So, like, one of them could just be basketball, but I'm not that aggressive yet.
No. You didn't put enough money on the line. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like that would be the ultimate weekend for a Vegas trip, is just, like, the first weekend of the tournament, because there's just always games on, so you could just always have some money on one of the games.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be perfect.
I think it'd be perfect and terrible at the exact same time.
That sounds excitingly awful.
Sounds like
if you're on a string of good luck, it'd be fun, but it could be bad pretty quickly, too.
I mean, yeah, I'd imagine the live betting would get out of hand. You know, I'd like, yeah, have to double down at halftime on half the game because I went the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So
I just really don't win.
Yeah, and then it's just a lose-lose because you doubled down. So I don't know. We'll see. I like that idea, though. We'll keep it in mind for next year. Did you hop in our bracket this year?
I did not. I heard of the task of unicycling a marathon, and I was out.
You heard what the challenge actually is, though.
I did not hear what it actually was.
We're taking the loser to a Cubs game.
That's it?
That's it.
Yeah. Sean, like, that should be, like, the winner. Like, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, well, the winner's going to get to go, too, but we're going to bring the loser. I had a little change of heart after last year, trying to be mean. I was the one that got it. You know, karma's a bitch, if you will. So
last year was, like, the ultimate punishment. This year is, like, nothing.
Yeah, last year was the ultimate punishment, and it turned out being me, so whatever.
I got buffed.
Yeah, I decided that we needed to be nice this year.
Had to overrule it, okay?
Yeah, uh-huh. It'll be fun.
So how is your last year's loss feeling right now?
Right now it's good, lotioned and moist. It feels good.
Can you feel it just, like, sitting there?
No.
What did you feel as you were getting that? Were you, like, proud, or did you, like, just, like, shake your head and, like, yeah, I gotta do this?
Proud, I don't think, was the way I was feeling. As I explained earlier in the show here, I walk in and it's some guy named Lurch who gave me my tattoo. And it was an experience. You know, diversity is the spice of life, they say, right? So met some new people, made some new friends, laid down on the table, and had some guy named Lurch shave my ash and put some letters on it.
Oh, he shaved for you, too. Wow.
Yeah, it was really quite the experience. It was a full service, yes. So
I was just sitting there laughing the whole time. So I was pretty happy about it.
I bet he was. I wasn't upset about it. You know, you got to pay your bets when you lose. I just...
Well, so you kind of changed the bet, so...
Yeah, well...
It's really good.
Yeah, well, I had one out, and that was the only way...
I agreed to it.
Yeah.
Yep, you do what you have to do.
Is this a better outcome than the ACT, or is this worse?
I don't know. Just the whole thought of the ACT for me just really didn't sound like a lot of fun. I mean, sitting in a room with a bunch of 18-year-olds, and then on top of that, having to schedule it, and then being that weird 25-year-old in the room with a bunch of 18-year-olds. You know, am I going to have to buy these kids beer afterwards? You know, what's going on? was glad. I was. I don't know. I didn't want to do that at all.
So you'd rather have another man shit your own ass?
If you want to put it like that, I guess. Yeah, it was. You know, I as I said earlier, I don't think I'll ever want another. Or I don't. I will never want another tattoo. All
right, well. Right.
So, I can answer the own question of if you got a tattoo, what would it be and where would you get it? Answered. Stamped.
Answered. No.
It's already done.
Yeah. So, you live with Charlie and I for 2 years? 2 years.
2 years, yep.
And we were wondering, what was your biggest pet peeve of living with us?
Biggest pet peeve?
Yeah. Like Charlie's loud farts in the morning when he wakes up, or what?
Nature.
Probably the fact that you're both two Iowa Hawkeye fans.
Oh. I can appreciate that, but I don't know, man.
Like, watching NFL football with Dylan, anytime an old Iowa player's on the screen, Dylan, he's a Hawkeye.
He's a Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Good
thing there aren't, like, thousands of Iowa players in the NFL, but like there's enough that like anytime Charlie would say my name in a football game, I knew it was an Iowa guy.
That's funny.
That year knew every Iowa player in the NFL.
That's true. I can do it before Charlie was even ready for it.
That's great. That's just classic. I mean, and the fact that anytime we'd see anything that resembled a Hawkeye, we'd go Hawks. Just everywhere.
Yeah, go Hawks.
Go Hawks. You see someone walking down the street with a Hawkeye hat on, go Hawks. And I realized that I did it so much that when I went back and moved to Des Moines, I'd be walking down the street and I'd see someone with a hat on and I'd go Hawks. And I'm like, wait a second. Half this, half this town went to the University of Iowa. So I was like, oh, I gotta stop doing that. And now I'm in Chicago and I see it all the time and I don't say it because I trained myself not to, so...
We were talking about Benny earlier. You guys ready to double down on our Hawks Gophers bet from last year?
Yeah, what was the bet last year?
$20 straight up.
$20 straight up. Yeah, that was nice. You paid me before the game was even over.
Yeah, I think I lost 2 bets to Charlie before halftime.
It was a good day.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a fun time.
Yeah, I'll pay that one. Maybe we should go see it at Kinnick this year.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We'll see. We'll see what we can do.
We're just going to start, like, we're going to give away, like, games every weekend now.
Maybe. I don't know. We should get a sponsor.
Yeah, get a couple sponsorships in, so get away with free tickets.
Anybody out there that's looking to plug their thing to, like, 50 people that come from varying backgrounds and varying areas of our life, let us know. We can plug some stuff. Paper, time, pencil. Paper, time, pencil. We'll plug you, but they're not paying us.
All right, Dylan, kind of a variation of the tattoo question, because we already gave it to you. This time, you're making someone else get a tattoo. Who are you going to make get a tattoo? What are you going to make them get?
I'd make one of the... St. Olaf cross country runners get a St. Thomas shield on their back.
Yes.
There we go.
That's beautiful. I love it. So, like, you want Wintheiser, you want Coffee.
That's the one I was thinking of specifically, but I was going to mention his name, but Wintheiser with a shield on his back.
We don't have to say his first name, don't worry.
He has a brother.
Yeah, he has a brother, I think.
He probably doesn't listen to this, so it's fine.
I don't know. Maybe he should. Well, it's been posted on Let's Run, so.
Yeah.
I love it. That's a good one. So, I don't even know. I was just glad. I thought you were going to say me, and I was like, no.
I thought you were going to say me to equal out what you had to do.
Yeah. You guys got me thinking.
Like, I didn't want to put you through that twice. Like, you've had a rough... It sounds like it was a rough enough time for you.
It wasn't rough. It was fine. I did well, I think. Well, the guy told me I did well. So.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Lurch. Appreciate it, man, if you're listening. You got any questions for us?
Actually, I have a couple questions.
No, do it.
Why did you guys do the weird tax laws on a day that I wasn't involved?
Oh, that's true. That was poorly planned. Charlie?
Well, thought it was just like overall tax season. And
well, it still is tax season, isn't it?
Yeah, but like you had just done your taxes, so it's fresh on your mind.
It was fresh on my mind, yeah, but I didn't.
Charlie, have you done your taxes yet?
No, I've not. So if you have any more tax, Dylan, here's your chance. What are some of your favorite tax exemptions, laws, any like funny anecdotes about taxes?
Let's hear it.
There's just so much excitement in tax, I don't really know where to
I mean, I guess you don't deal with the personal side of it, do you? Really?
Yeah.
So
I do like one. I have one individual client, and like, so when people ask me questions, I'm like, I have no idea. I don't really ever do any individual tax. So don't ask me personal income tax questions because I probably don't know the answer.
Yeah. Do you do your own taxes?
No, I use the software. So this is like literally the first time I've ever done an individual tax return.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, my mom did them for me, but my mom does them for everyone in our family, so.
TurboTax. Sorry, H&R Block.
Yeah, I use the H&R Block too, and it's like just plugging my information, and it's not that bad.
It's pretty, yeah, not too bad. Who knows if I'm getting my full refund, but.
Eh. Yeah, I mean, as long as I get a refund, as long as I'm not paying money, I feel like when you start paying money is when you have to start worrying about it.
Yeah.
But as long as I'm getting money back, I feel happy about it, so. You know, taxes. Any other questions before we go into the spelling bee, or you want to?
Just like point out the fact of our big milestone this week, Grant.
Big milestone. That's good. I forgot. I was going to bring this up too. Dylan and I had a huge milestone. You want to bring it up? Here you go.
Just hit 1,000 days on our Snapchat streak here.
Yeah, and you know how many? So, you know how much time that is? I did the math because I was sitting at my desk. That is 2.745 years. So like two and three quarters years.
That's impressive. I would have pegged one of us for sure to mess it up, like just somehow, like.
All right.
Well, like the years in college when Grant like would break his phone.
And I would log into someone else's phone just so I could snap you for once a day.
You have shown a lot more commitment in that respect than I have.
It's been pretty impressive that it's lasted this long. Let's see how long it can go. This all started at one day. We just said, let's get the longest snap streak going out of satire in order to make fun of some people. And I think we shut them up.
Yeah, mission accomplished.
I think it's like the other guys with it. You know, a guy learns how to, you know, ballerina dance.
You learned how to tap dance in satire? Yeah. We're making fun of some guys. That was great. So I'm glad we did that. Let's keep it alive. We'll let you know when we hit 2,000.
Yeah, I'll be back on that.
We'll have you back
then. Oh shit, Nathan, you have like, oh god, I forgot to send a Snapchat.
Oh, I have them all the time, actually. I mean, it's not as bad now that I have a longer commute to work, but like when I was in Des Moines, all the time I would just forget about it because I'd get to work and then I wouldn't look up until like noon and I'd be, oh my god, I totally forgot. So.
Yeah, if I sit down on my desk and I haven't sent one, I'm in trouble because, like, if it gets to the afternoon, I've probably forgotten.
Yeah, and that's when you just start snapping, like, double snapping, triple snapping.
Yeah,
or text his face.
No, I don't think we've ever texted each other and said, snap us. Never. We would just let it die if they didn't do it, I think.
Yeah, it's just got to come naturally.
It's very organic. We're non-GMOs here. All right, Dylan, last time we didn't do a spelling bee with you, so now we're going to break one out. You should be pretty excited. This should be fun. But
I'm not the best speller, so this will be probably a pretty great competition.
That's good. I like that. I Googled fifth grade spelling words for you guys. So these should be pretty tough. Charlie's going to go first. He'll get one. Everybody knows the rules. So, Charlie, you ready?
Yep.
Journey.
The band, or...
Well, it's spelled the same, so...
J-O-U-R-N-E-Y.
One more time.
J-O-U-R-N-E-Y.
That's correct. Wow. One for Charlie.
I feel like that was too easy.
That was an easy one.
That was so hard.
Dylan, are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
These are all a lot easier than I thought. Let's go with general.
G E N-E-R-A-L.
That's right. Look at you. All right, guys. 2 for 2 going into a tie ball game. Second round. Charlie. Remember, there's no stealing in this one. Not that it's going to matter if you spell it right. Charlie, your word is... necessary.
Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine? No, but it's sterile. I like things.
Well, now it's necessary that you spell this, so... this might be a tough one for you.
Yeah, it's a double letter.
How do you know?
N-E-C-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
That is not correct.
Dang it.
Dylan, your word, since you don't get to seal it, unfortunately, is...
How do you spell that one?
I'm already past it. What was the word again? Necessary? N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y. Necessary. Yes. Dylan, your word is indicate. This is for the win. This would indicate a win.
I-N-D-I-C-A-T-E.
Woo! We got a winner. We got a winner. Dylan Bauman out here dethroning the champ from last week was Charlie.
All right, those were a little easier than I thought they were.
Yeah, they were pretty easy.
That was, I feel disappointed.
I mean, I went pretty easy for you guys. Fifth grade. That's not a tough one.
Might try sixth grade next time.
Next grade. Next we'll try sixth grade. But Dylan, thanks for coming on. We look forward to you putting a tattoo on someone's back at some point in our life. But thank you.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
Good luck with your taxes.
Thank you. You guys have a good week.
All right, that was our good friend Dylan Bauman. I enjoyed that. That was a good time. He left me at a loss for words at some points. So if there's points where I'm literally quiet, it's because he just answered them so well or asked such great questions that I just didn't know what to say.
That question about his tax day or whatever, that was good.
He got me. He got us.
Something.
So that was fun. Good time. Yeah, and then he'll put a tattoo on someone's back. Can't wait.
What was St. Olaf's little mantra or whatever? Remember, it was the Norwegian for, like, keep running or keep going or something like that? Like,
dude, I have no idea.
Trauma or something like that?
I have no idea. I was just an asshole to people.
Do you even know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay.
So, bad radio.
What?
Yeah, so that was fun with Dylan. And I don't know. Anyone who has any questions about anything that transpired, we won't be doing a Q&A until next Tuesday. So shoot us in the DMs. Any questions? And then let us know if Drake Relays or Flag Day is better. Although we have already told people that we've given them accommodations for our flag. Was it a Flag Day party?
I think that's what we're going
with. We've had two claim the 4 spots for the accommodations on that, so.
Your mom and Doug?
Yeah.
So, boom.
Boom. That's 2 votes for Flag Day. If we get more than 2 votes for anything else, for Drake Relays, I guess, we'll think about it.
We'll discuss.
We're purely democratic in this environment, although some votes do weigh higher.
There's 2 that matter the most.
Yes. I will say one thing. There are 2 votes of listeners that matter the most. Do you know who you are? Mom. You got
is
a pretty...
Me? Is it me?
Anyway. Let's jump in the quote. Let's end this.
If you're going through hell, keep going.
If you're going through hell, keep going?
Winston Churchill.
All right, yeah. That's a good one.
Well, you'll come out the other side.
I thought hell was just straight down, dude. If you just go straight down forever in a vector, you're never going to go back up.
Just shake my head.
There is nothing in the world so irresistibly contagious as laughter and good humor. And for that, pay your bets, everyone. Pay your bookies.
So true. Deuces.